Interview with Elizabeth Edwards about her memoir, Saving Graces. Mrs. Edwards, in the days leading up to the 2004 election, you were on the campaign trail with your husband every day. Do you enjoy campaigning, traveling from town to town and meeting with people, hearing about their needs?
Of course, it's always hard to hear about people in need, but the meeting people and traveling across this country were absolutely high points of my entire life. The best example is the train trip that we took across the country, where you could sit out on the back of the train and watch as people who really cared where this country was going, you know, had pulled up chairs to crossroads and waved at you and maybe held up a sign for you, some against you. But there were people who cared about where the country was going. And so you saw this beautiful country, and then you got to see the people, some close up, some a little further as the train went by. But it was honestly, I wish everybody in the country could have an experience like we had.
You inspire so many people. Is there anyone who's always inspired you, someone you've modeled your life after?
I really haven't. I don't have any role models in that typical kind of way. My feeling is that the real heroes that in our lives are people that whose names we don't know, because they work very hard every day to make the lives of people better around them, and they don't spend much time promoting themselves. The work John did when he was practicing law, helping families often who had young children who had suffered at birth brain injuries, those people were dedicating every day to making the lives of their children better. Those kinds of people are the real heroes in my life, and I can't model my life after them, but I try to remember as I do things how hard their lives are, and yet they're still doing it every day, trying to make, you know, make things better around them. So that's the inspiration for me, that I've got not a thing in the world to complain about.
In this book, you've written very movingly about your son's death, and you said that you dreaded writing these chapters. Now that it's complete, was it a good experience? Was it cathartic in some way for you?
In the book, I talk about having written a lot in my online support group. Those writings, writing at those times, that was cathartic to do. I was right to dread the chapters about Wade. It was very hard. What I hope, though, is that it will be helpful to other people, both to people who are suffering the same losses that John and I suffered, or people who are trying to help people in that circumstance, that I've sort of opened a window to the depth of the despair that you go through. And it's not cathartic for me to walk back through them, but maybe it's helpful to somebody else, in which case it would have been useful for me to do.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Do you think you'll go back to practicing law?
Now, I know I won't go back to practicing law. I left it, the practice of law, when Wade died, and I don't have any desire to go back. Of course, in 5 years, I'll have an 11-year-old and a 13-year-old. I hope by that time I might be thinking about bothering my older daughter for grandchildren. But so I expect I'll be at baseball games and soccer games. I hope that I'll continue to be involved in after-school programs, that maybe then by that time we'll be talking about our third or our fourth learning lab across the state, which would make me feel great. And I'd like to be involved more in John's work on poverty, which during my treatment I've sort of kept a backseat in that endeavor, and it would give me great pleasure to work alongside him again.
Why did you leave law? Did you enjoy the practice of law? And I'm just wondering why you left.
Well, the practice of law had changed since the time that I started. I mean, when I first started, it was more genteel. People would, you know, if you needed a continuance for one reason, I mean, if you wanted to go to your child's soccer game, somebody would say, all right, I won't schedule a deposition on that day. And it changed, and people became a lot more combative at every single step. So instead of getting things done, you felt like you were constantly fighting over little things. So the practice of law had changed, and that made it easier to leave. But also, there are other ways that you can help people. And I was helping people, I think, one person at a time at a very small scale, and in terms of the work that I was doing. And then I saw things like working in the learning lab, where there'd be 100 kids a day, and you know, maybe you weren't giving them money in their pockets, maybe you weren't, you know, getting their car fixed because they'd been in an automobile accident, but what you were doing was giving them a chance and sometimes a future. And that was much more gratifying work than what I was doing. And the tenor of it, you got a lot of appreciation instead of a lot of anger and combativeness. So it was an entirely better environment to be in.
Are you up for another campaign in your life? Would you ever consider politics yourself?
I don't think I'd do politics myself. I actually regret that we need to fix the campaign finance system so that people who do not want to try to raise $50,000 to run for city council or, you know, $500,000 to run for mayor or whatever the huge amounts of money we're talking about now, so that people who don't want to do that can still find ways to become our mayors, our senators, our president. And so until that day, I think there are a lot of people like me who might feel like there's some contribution they could make, but they're really not interested in buying the whole package.
Okay. Well, thanks, Mrs. Edwards.
Absolutely.